Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to joliecare@gmail.com. It continues to be January. January is just lasting a very long time, it feels like.
It really is.
But I'm glad about it, because like this month of clean casting has been really fun. In my continued quest to help you guys with your 2019 New Year's resolutions, I have asked friend of the clean cast, Michael Gold, to join me on today's episode because he has a very great resolution. Hey, Michael.
Hello.
Hi.
He's here.
He's by himself.
I was just going to say.
I don't know what to do. I'm usually the straight man. Life is ironic when I'm here, and now I have to fulfill all these roles.
A lot's happening.
But I showed up on time. There's not going to be any fire alarm.
Nope.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. So, as I said, Michael has a really great New Year's resolution. He texted me a few days after January 1st, actually.
Which we're going to talk about.
And when he was like, I have a New Year's resolution. I think you're really going to love it. And when he told me about it, I was like, oh, yes, friend. You know me so well. Of course, I do love that. But also, gotcha, because now you have to come on the clean cast to talk about it. Before we get into it, however, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat, you guys, we have funky Pringle flavors for today's Chip Chat.
I'm
very excited
about this.
By becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. I have a lot of new patrons to thank you guys. Sorry, I have like fallen down on the job of like reading the patron thanks and all kinds of things. But I also want to say this. I've decided that this year in clean casting, I'm going to try to let go a little bit more. Like I've spent the past, 3 years of doing this show, really being pretty controlled about it and like trying to keep a tight rein on it. And I think that this is the time to just like let it go a little bit.
I can't wait to see what that looks like.
I can't either, actually.
Compared to the tight ship that you usually run when I'm here.
I mean, I don't think it's going to make that much of a functional difference in the show. I think the functional difference is that I'm having an attitude shift about it.
New year, new you.
New year, new Joels.
You heard it here first.
So, you know, I'm sorry that like I've forgotten to do the patron thanks for the past couple of episodes, but also like I'm gonna just go with it because it's not gonna be the end of the world, and I know you guys are gonna be cool with it, and like no one's gonna get upset about stuff. I'm not gonna get upset about stuff. I've spent a lot of time really stressing about the show, and I think the best thing to do is to just like take a chiller attitude towards it.
It's a good attitude.
And
very zen.
Yeah. I mean, I spent all of last year just being like, can I quit now? Can I quit now? And I don't want to quit. And I know you guys don't want me to quit. So anyway, with that said, let's thanks on Patreon.
Let's do it.
All right. Let me get my names up here. I apologize, you guys, if I butcher names. I'm going to do my darndest to get them right. All right. Thank you to Holly Trantham, Kristen Lennox, Rochelle Hassan, Pam Wilson, Stephen Akamaya, Beth Straley, Elise Iliana, Mary Hasty. Can we talk about that name? Mary Hasty is a great name. Mary Hasty is definitely a name out of the Hulu show Harlots.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah.
Or Downton Abbey
I was going to like, you know, Jane Austen, uh-huh. Mary.
I mean, but flip side of the fine. Same coin,
sure,
kind of.
Sure. Upstairs, downstairs.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Mary, we love your name. There were great names, actually, I have to say. Continued thanks go to Beverly Ingram, Rebecca Heidi, Ingrid Marie Asplund, Tyler Hugaboom. I can't with Tyler.
Tyler.
Tyler, you are a hero of the clean cast.
Thank you on so many levels, Tyler.
Steph Meister, Amy Dowdle Gardner. There's another one.
Pretty good.
I mean, yeah. Love that. This is a nickname. I'm going to try to get this right. Kabarly? It's C-U-B-B-A-R.
I love that you look at me like I'm looking at
I know,
the phone.
I'm sorry. I'm just seeking help here, okay? It's C-U-B-B-A-R-L-I. Kabarly?
Cubberly?
Cubberly? Cubberly!
Cubberly?
Cubberly.
Cubberly, one of them.
The emphasis is on the wrong syllable.
There it is, yeah. Someone on this list is going to withdraw their support after this
name butchery. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm trying. Another Ingrid. Ingrid Adamson. A lot of Ingrids out there listening to the Clean Cast. It is a great name. Melissa Rice, Kathy Livingston, and then we have two $10 patrons,
wow.
Jen Corndor and Molly Forney.
All right.
And then we have a smattering of the nicest patrons. These are the people who pledge $2.69, $6.69.
Nice.
You know.
I see what we're doing.
The adult listeners of my show, of this very
I hope most of the listeners are adult.
I know, right? Corrupting
children, we're sorry.
Corrupting the youth of America. All right, so thank you to the nicest patrons. Maria Martinez, Rose Goodison Brown, Lizette Ruiz, Caitlin O'Hara, and Aaron Toomey. You guys,
nice.
Thanks so much for supporting my show. Really, really appreciate it. Hope you're loving Chip Chat. Chip Chat's going to be a blast this week because we got the Pringles.
Get ready for an episode full of disappointment. I'm off the leash.
I'm excited.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so we are going to do something a little different with today's episode because we're not going to be answering listener questions. We are going to talk all about Michael's very specific and very amazing New Year's resolution. And I want to say this. If you guys hear what this resolution is and you want to bite Michael's style or if it inspires something similar in you, like, go ahead and make the resolution now.
Yeah.
End of January is fine. I'm not going to tattle on you that you didn't make it on January 1st. Like, it's A-okay. It's kumbaya up in this studio. Okay, so Michael, I want you to tell the listeners what your New Year's resolution is.
Okay, so first, I wait a few days to make New Year's resolutions because I feel like if you make knee-jerk resolutions on January 1, it's going to be drink less, eat better, and work out more, which, like, fine, great resolutions, not knocking them, but I like to take a few days to think about things. And one of the things that has happened to me is I am now a shoe leather reporter. Boom. And I also have just been thinking more generally about shoes, and my resolution for 2019 is to take better care of my shoes because I do not have not historically taken great care of my shoes. I was going to bring a pair of like really beat up kicks with me, but I think I got rid of them all when I moved.
Oh, that was smart. So this is a fresh start in
a way. A fresh start.
Because you only moved a few months ago.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I don't. This is the year where I'm going to buy nicer shoes because I'm going to take care of them. I feel like there was a period of time when I was a little baby gay where I was buying a lot of suede, and then I wasn't taking care of the suede, and I learned very quickly that it just wasn't going to work for me. But I am older and wiser and gayer now, and hopefully I can finally make it all work. Nicer shoes. We're going to keep them clean. We're going to take care of them.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I especially love it because without even knowing the specifics of the suede.
Well, you can picture the shoes.
I carved out a whole section to talk to you about suede care because I kind of knew. I mean, I know Michael, obviously.
Right.
So, I mean, listen, yes, you're older, you're wiser, you're gayer. You also have your bad influence auntie over here, which is our new pet name for Jolie.
Yeah.
Except not in this particular case because I'm going to be the good influence auntie because I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to tell you the stuff that you want to do, the products that you want to get for this.
I'm going to
help you with some ideas about like how to actually make this stick and be a thing that you do. And actually, I'm going to start a little bit with that, which one of the things that I recommend for people for any kind of resolution is something that you mentioned a little bit, which is that you're going to buy nicer shoes. So
it's true.
I think one of the ways to make resolutions in general stick is to build in some rewards for yourself and some milestones. So as you're chugging along and sort of like nailing this resolution and you're actually doing it instead of thinking about doing it. Which, you know, there's a pretty big gap between thinking about doing it and actually doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wearing a pair of beat up shoes from before this resolution. And I have a pair of like nice Nike sneakers I have not taken out of the box yet because I was waiting for this moment.
Okay, good.
So that you could help me get rid of my fear.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely do that. So one thing that I would say is give yourself like a milestone, whether that's like I spent 6 months, you know, taking one day a month to like tend to all of my shoes and making sure they're in good shape.
That's good. Okay.
And six months later, when I've nailed that goal, I'm going to reward myself with X pair of shoes.
Oh, yeah.
So that you have that built in reward for it. Or maybe something even like a little different, which is like, I'm going to go to an actual shoe shine guy.
Ooh.
And pay for a professional shoe shine.
I've literally never done that.
I mean, you should do that. It's very inexpensive. We're in New York where they're all over the place.
They're
not all over the place everywhere, but we have the benefit of living in New York where they are. I want you guys to be thinking kind of along those lines, that like, reward yourself for nailing these resolutions. I mean, it's reward enough to do them.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
But build in a physical actual reward for it. Sure. Why not?
Yeah. I'm about it.
Yeah. So let me talk about sort of the nitty gritty of what Michael needs to do, because basically this is mostly an exercise in buying the right products, remembering to do it.
There it is.
Wait for it. And bothering to do it even when you remember.
Oh my gosh. Already this is daunting.
Savagery, right? Savagery. I was told by friend of the Clean Cast, Lindsay Adler, texted me earlier this week, and she was asking me about calendaring and to-dos, and I was like, she had kind of a similar, like, I have this sort of resolution schedule.
Yeah.
And she was like, what do you think? And I was like, oh, okay, well, like, here's my calendar, and I snapped a photo of this week's, I have a paper calendar.
Love it.
I snapped a photo of my paper calendar so she could see exactly how the entries are laid out. And she goes, I know I asked for this advice, but Jolie, this is a war crime.
I mean, I can picture the calendar, first of all, and I'm uncomfortable thinking about it.
I'm going to show you the picture so you can scream right into the mic.
I'm looking forward to it. But you know what? Shout out to paper calendars.
I love it. So there.
Yeah, no, immediately in my head. In my head, I was like, this will be color-coded.
It's color-coded.
Listeners, it is color-coded.
It's color-coded.
This is not a war crime. I've seen worse.
It's not a war crime at all. And the scratched-off part was your pal Tim Herrera canceling our edit meeting on me.
I do not speak for Tim.
I know.
Today. Or ever. Okay, so
anyway.
this is good.
Yeah.
This is okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the war crime for Michael, that I the reason that Michael is going to be shipping me off to the Hague.
The one. The one.
Is because of that part about the bothering to do it. Because that's really the
part.
It is.
Ugh.
Remember, okay, so a while ago I went to a wedding in the Catskills.
Yes.
And I texted you and I was like, I went to this wedding in the Catskills, which was a brag, but a lot of things happened, including I wore a pair of shoes and everything I own is muddy. And we were like talking about it, and it was very easy to deal with the mud stains on the suit. And then you said, and get back to me on the shoes and we'll figure out what to do. I never got back to you and I just never dealt with them. So there's a real gap between thinking and doing.
Yeah, there is. And actually, it's funny to bring this like full circle. Lindsay's boyfriend, John Taylor, is also a frequent guest on the show. And the last time he was here, he was talking about a pair of Vans that he had that got mud spattered. He was like, Jolie, it was so many months ago, I don't even know when it happened. And I was like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
You guys are hurting me. My heart.
I tried to wear them and I know.
Okay. So here's how you're going to do this, because this really is the most important part of it. So
okay. The
first thing that you're going to do is you're going to use your calendar reminders.
Okay.
You right now, while I'm sitting here and watching you.
Oh, this is an interactive episode. If you're joining me on this resolution, pick up your phone right now.
It's like an audio tour at a museum.
Film yourself doing this. It's accountability. All right, I'm in here.
Okay, so you're going to make a calendar reminder.
Okay.
You're going to pick a day. And it's going to be, I would say, let's just say once a month. We're going to put
sure.
a recurring calendar reminder that says, Michael.
Oh, I'm doing it, Michael.
It's shoe time.
That's it's with an apostrophe if you're at home.
Yeah.
Just to be clear. Okay.
Okay. So now hang on 1 second, because we're gonna wait to schedule this for just 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. The next thing that I want you to do is I want you to make a kit for yourself of all of the products that you need to care for your particular collection of shoes. And I want you to actually like make it kind of nice and fun. Like get yourself like
a pink because I know who you are.
Oh, you guys, my hair is pink again, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So yes, I'm now extraordinarily pink, even more pink than I was 2 days ago. Yeah, get yourself a box that is like your dedicated shoe care box where all of your shoe stuff is going to go. We're going to talk about the stuff I want you to get, so that you make this kind of like a nice ritual for yourself. Like there was a thing when I started getting into, because you know I'm basic and I do the like 10 step skincare routine. Like,
yeah,
because of course I do, right?
Well,
I'm basic.
It works for people.
I mean, it works also. But like when I first, the biggest barrier to entry for me for that was like just like ugh, like I don't want to do this. Like
I mean, 10 steps. Honestly,
it's a lot. I don't do ten. You know, no one actually does 10.
It's a lot of steps.
It's a lot of steps.
Regardless of how many of them you do.
But one of the thing that like flipped the switch for me mentally to get into the spirit of things was that I had read somewhere, like, think of it as kind of like a ritual that's your own time that you enjoy. Instead of thinking of it as this like, ugh, I gotta do 10 things, like think of it as like, this is 10 minutes of just my own time for me, staring at my own face in the mirror and slathering myself. And when I started thinking of it that way, it became something that I look forward to. And I actually have on my vanity in my bathroom, I have all of my stuff set up on like vanity trays, and I have
it all arranged.
And it's like a whole thing. And of course, you guys know, because I'm me, I love arranging things and organizing things and tinkering and like.
I'm picturing like Betty Davis and All About Eve.
That's exactly what it's like.
It honestly is.
But yeah, just having the physical stuff arranged in a way that makes me happy really does make me want to do this more. And so I think I want that for you. I want you to have your little shoe shine or shoe care kit, because not everything's going to get shined. But I want you to have your little shoe care kit that once a month you pull out all your shoes and you use like an hour of Michael time.
Okay. And I'm going to decorate it with stickers. I'm just telling you now.
I want you to do that.
Everyone should know there will be stickers involved in this resolution.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
This is exactly what I want for you.
I am a toddler and this is what I need.
Yes. Listen,
Lisa Frank, if you're listening, I will accept sponsorships for this resolution.
Okay. So now let's come back to the actual scheduling of this reminder.
Scheduling of the reminder.
So the thing about doing your shoe maintenance work is that it's actually a great job to do while you're like catching up on your Netflix or your Bravo, catching up on a podcast that you love. So what I would say is when you're scheduling this for yourself, schedule it on a day when either you want to carve out time to catch up on something or when you have something scheduled. Like if you know that like Tuesday night is VPR night and you're going to do your shoes on VPR
for example,
night. Like for, you know, just
pull that out.
Bring out a random example. So that's what I want you to do.
Because
then you build it into something that, I mean, I think you're going to start looking forward to this pretty quickly, but for your first couple of goes, you're building it into something that you look forward to. And I pull this tip out of my own experience, which was a couple of years ago. I had really fallen off of my my gym routine.
Yeah.
And I was very desperately trying to get back into it. And it was also during a time when I was in a pretty deep depression, and which was part of the reason I was so keen to get back into my gym routine, because that helps me manage
endorphins.
Depression. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also it made it very hard to start the routine, right? It's
such a weird cycle. It's like a weird trap.
Yeah, it's a weird trap.
I've been there.
And so one of the ways that I found to incentivize myself to go to the gym was that I had started listening to a podcast called Watch What Crappens. And you guys hear me talk about Watch What Crappens on the show all the time.
It's very on brand.
I know Ronnie and Ben. I love, love, love them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're my IRL friends. But also that show has gotten me through a lot of dark times. And I know a lot of you guys say that about my show too. So like I always do like to mention that like we're kind of all in this struggle together. But the way that I would incentivize myself to go to the gym was that I wouldn't allow myself to listen to Watch What Crappens unless I was at the gym.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. So it meant that in order to listen to my favorite podcast, I had to drag my butt onto that treadmill.
I love that.
Yeah. It worked and
brilliant.
It was great. And now, you know, I don't need an incentive to go to the gym because I worked really hard to get that habit back, and the habit is just the habit, and like I don't miss days, and you know, I mean, it's just
so now I need to find I'll find like a time or a thing that I can associate
like
with
you could catch up
shoe care.
Like you could catch up on a month's worth of Ask a Clean Person the podcast.
I mean, I was just thinking that.
That would work.
Yeah.
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 Great.
Yeah. Okay. Done. Done and done. All right. Great. Okay. Moving on.
Problem solved. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Let's go drink. Okay. So the other thing I want to say about shoe care, we're going to touch on both of these things, but there basically are two different kinds of shoe care that we need to be aware of in this world. The first is cleaning and repair.
Yeah.
And the second is odor management.
Oh, and listen, I think those are both problems.
Okay.
That everyone experiences, yep, regardless of how much they exercise or how sweaty their feet are.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and I'm going to help with both of those.
So there's no shame. We're destigmatizing foot odor, yeah, today.
Yes, we are.
This is a podcast with a mission.
So here is the thing about the cleaning part. The cleaning part, the way that you clean shoes very much depends on what type of shoe it is. So if you have a leather shoe versus a suede shoe versus a sneaker, those are the three that we're going to focus on today. I know that there are a lot of other kinds out there in this great wide world. I probably own about 10,000 of them.
Mm. Are you a shoe queen?
Girl.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Girl.
I'm shocked. It's the first time hearing about this.
Come now.
It's the first time hearing about this.
I mean, I have furry shoes. I think everybody on the CleanCast audience knows about my hot pink furry athletic slides.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a whole thing.
It's
a whole thing for me. But for today, we're just going to focus on leather shoes, suede shoes, and sneakers, because I know that's basically what Michael's shoe wardrobe is. And for the most part, that's mine and most of the rest of you, too.
Right.
Down the line, I will girl out and do a special episode and talk about the furry shoes and the file shoes and the satin shoes and patent leather. Oh, I have the Blahnik patent leather Mary Janes, because, again, basic.
Right. But you're owning it.
I do own it.
Listen, it's the year of shoe. We're going to get into
that's
it.
That's right. We are going to get into it.
I'm going to get some patent leather pumps. It's going to be great.
Shoe year, shoe you.
Boom. 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 There it is.
Whoomp. There it is. All right. So let's talk about the cleaning of leather and suede, because these are the first things that I want you to get for your kit. You're basically going to get some shoe polish.
All right.
And some rags.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you a thing about shoe polish.
Please.
And brushes and whatnot. You can go out and you can buy shoe polishing brushes. You absolutely do not need them.
Okay.
The actual best thing to use to polish shoes is an old t-shirt.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Old socks.
I've used old socks before.
Old socks are also great. And old socks are what I use because I like to put them on like a little mitten.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, and I find it very... Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, my little mitt.
Yeah, that's great.
But yeah, cut-up t-shirts are the thing. Now, there is an old episode way, 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 way back in the archives.
Okay.
To give you a sense, this episode is episode 152.
Great.
Episode 60 features my dad...
Whoa.
...talking about how to shine shoes, because my dad went to military school.
Oh, my gosh. So he is an expert.
He is an expert. And so I'm not going to go through all of the details of how precisely to shine shoes, because that episode exists, and it was so cute, and it was my dad,
that's
right?
Adorable. Yeah, I love that. And I can listen to it in this hour or whatever that I've designated
exactly,
as shoe time.
Exactly. One other thing that I want to really recommend for you guys is check out tutorials on YouTube. There
love
are a
it.
Lot of great, great shoe polishing tutorials. There are lots that are like... narrated by English butlers.
Oh, I love that.
Or you're going to love this one even more. Soldiers.
Oh, my God. Oh, I have no reaction to that at all. My face did not light up.
So definitely avail yourself
of
those.
It's warm in here. Yeah. A little bit.
Definitely avail yourself of those, because it is really helpful to actually be able to see the act of what the polishing looks like.
Yeah. Honestly, what did we do before YouTube? I literally would not know how to do anything.
No idea.
All right, so I'll watch soldiers polish shoes.
Yes.
Not a euphemism.
Yeah.
And I will I will listen to your dad talk about it.
Yeah.
And I will become an expert.
Yeah. And also, like, you'll understand a lot about me when you listen to the episode. My mom was on it, too.
Oh, thank God.
But she was
quiet.
Why
are we still here and not listening
but she
to
was
that?
Quiet for her, which was weird. But, like, listening to my dad is going to explain a lot about how I ended up the way that I ended up.
All right.
Up.
Shout-outs to moms and dads. Hi, Mom. I know you're listening.
Yeah. In terms of shoe polish, I do want to mention one thing about shoe polish. Probably for most of your shoes, you're going to be able to just use standard black. Shoe polish also does come in A lot of other standard colors, and basically also any specialty color that you need to find out there. For standard shoe polishes, black, brown, Cordovan.
What is Cordovan?
Like that oxblood.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Color.
I still can't picture that. I'm just agreeing.
Kind of like the color of my nail varnish.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm going to look it up anyway.
And Kiwi is a great brand. You buy those at any big box store, drugstore, Duane Reade, Walgreens, CVS, all of them have Kiwi. If you need a specialty color because you've got, like, you know, green leather Marc Jacobs purse.
For example.
It's not something I own.
Yeah, right.
Meltonian and Sapphire polishes, which you can buy on Amazon, no problem. They're very, very good, very, very high end. Offer shoe polishes in virtually like every color under the sun.
Great.
So those are out there. One other thing to mention about shoe polish also comes in neutral. You definitely want to get yourself a tin of neutral because neutral can be used on anything.
Great.
Yeah. So that's great.
Love neutral.
One other product I definitely want you to get is leather cleaner and conditioner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
great.
This
is where it starts to break down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for leather shoes, there are basically two products you need. You want shoe polish and you want leather cleaner and conditioner. They serve different functions. They're a little overlapping in functions, but they do serve different functions.
And you need them both.
And you do need them both. You do need them both. Now, the leather cleaner and conditioner is going to run you about $8 a bottle, and it's going to last you your whole life.
Perfect.
I'm still working on the bottle I bought God knows how many years ago.
Great.
And I use it on everything.
She hits the bottle hard.
That's right. The brand that I use of the leather conditioner, cleaner and conditioner, is Cadillac. It was recommended to me by the people at Koyana, fine makers of leather tote bags that I have
leather goods.
A few of. Almost every brand of leather cleaner and conditioner is very good. There are other ones out there. I just want to tell you the one that I use because people like recommendations. The reason that I want you guys to get leather cleaner and conditioner is because leather is a hide, just like our skin, and it needs moisture. It needs moisture in its
just
life.
Like our skin.
So you use leather conditioner just like polish. You put it on with a little mitt. You rub it in. A little bit goes a long way. You don't need a ton of it at all. You rub it in a circular motion into your shoes and then turn your little mitt around to the dry side and buff it off, and that's all you do. It is just like moisturizing your skin.
So easy.
You want to do that because that is going to keep moisture in the leather to help prevent it from drying out and cracking. Once your leather starts to crack, you're kind of at the end of it.
Aww.
It's very hard to repair cracked leather. That is when you're getting to the point of throw it away, get a new one. And I don't want you guys to do that.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
I know. That's the bad news. Okay. So that's all you need to know about your leather.
That's great.
Okay. Great.
All I've gotten from this conversation is that shoe care is like skin care. I think that's my big takeaway so far.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, because again, leather is just another.
No, I've never thought about it that way before.
It's just the skin of a different animal.
I've never thought about it that way before.
Now you will. Right?
And now I'm going to end up going home and using a 10-step K-beauty regime on my shoes.
Little shoe mask.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I'll try anything once.
We could make a mint marketing shoe mask.
I'm telling you.
All right, let's quit our jobs and make
that
happen.
Patent that.
Yeah. Okay, now let us talk about suede.
Suede.
Okay.
I love suede. I really do.
So just like with leather, there are basically two products you need. The first is a dual product, and you can actually buy one that's like a two-sided, like handled thing.
Is this the thing with the?
Or you can buy them as separate things, but they usually come together in a kit. And what they are is a suede brush and a suede eraser.
Yeah, the eraser, thing.
The eraser.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. A product I've seen and never bought.
Yeah. Okay. But you're gonna go buy it, and you're gonna put it in your kit because you're gonna need it for your suede.
I'm into
it. So, the brush is what you're going to use to brush away grit and dirt and grime that builds up in the nap of suede.
Yes.
It's also going to restore the nap, which can get matted down very easily just from like regular wear and tear. It's the thing you definitely want if your suede shoes get wet.
Which happens.
That will really help to reverse the damage caused by water by just brushing out the nap, basically.
Okay.
And restoring it. The eraser is what you want to use for when you get stains. Mm. So if you get a scuff mark or if you spill something, the suede eraser will literally erase the stain.
Amazing.
It's basically, you can actually substitute a white art eraser.
Oh.
Not a pink one or a green one or any of the colors, because the color will transfer off. But a white art eraser is basically the same thing as a suede eraser.
Okay.
But you can buy the little kit of the little brush and the little eraser together. It's usually about $4. Again, Kiwi makes one. There are tons of brands that make them. But, like, yeah, Kiwi is, like, going to basically be your one-stop shop for the basics of shoe care stuff.
Suede eraser.
Yeah. The other thing you need, and... again, it wouldn't be a Michael Gold Jolie Care jaunt if we didn't drag Tim Pereira a little bit.
Oh no. Tim, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
You're not sorry.
Screw it.
Tim bought, I love them. I support the choice. But perhaps the most ridiculous pair of sneakers in the world.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to describe them?
No, I'm a guest here.
Tim bought himself a pair of maroon hot.
They're red.
They're somewhere
crimson.
In between crimson.
Cordovan? No, that's not.
They're not
Cordovan.
No, they're okay. Crimson. They're crimson.
Crimson.
High top sneakers that he had custom embroidery done on the back of them.
That custom drop.
That says,
one says OMG and the other says LOL, which he claims is because Michael Gold didn't fit, but I am suspicious about the origin story.
I think he's lying.
OMG on the left, I think, and LOL on the right, but honestly, that is not a detail. Actually, you know what? I'm pretty sure that's it. It's burned into my brain.
Yeah.
And if you ask him about him, he acts like it's totally normal and that he did not pay to have this done.
It's not normal, and I love it. I support the choice entirely. I mean, listen, I'm also the one who bought the Red Sox.
Listen, I'm not here to judge.
I bought the Red Sox World Series champion sneakers from New Balance.
We're not going to talk about baseball right now because this is a very harmonious get-together, and I don't want to spoil it.
That's why I'm not judging.
I want to make it to Chip Chat.
So moving right along. Tim.
We love your shoes.
I love the shoes, but I'm mad at you because I know that you still have not put a protective coating on them, and you have to do that.
So that is the thing that I don't do.
Yeah, okay. You're going to start doing
I don't do anything that we're talking about here. I don't know why I'm pretending like this is the one step.
Well, you're going to start.
I'm going to start.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Okay. I'm going to get a kit.
So what you're going to need for that is you're going to need a suede protector.
Okay.
Basically, any suede protector on the market is fine. Kiwi makes them. There's an Uggs brand one that's great.
Australian. New Zealand? I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah. You're just going to get it. And the thing is, using it is the
clutch. You
only have to do it like once a year max.
Okay.
The protector will erode over time. You do want to, I mean, if you're going to have a pair of shoes for like 5 years, which people do.
It's my goal.
You probably want to reapply like, you know, once a year. Like Halloween is a good like marker to remember to do it because it's the advent of bad weather season.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. So like, you know, but just like at any time, when you get a new pair home, the first thing you should do is bust out your protector and protect them.
Okay.
And before you even wear them out of the house, you put your
always
protector
use
on.
Protection.
That's right.
I'm on board.
That's right.
I'm on board. And what is
practice
it protect
safe
from?
Shoe.
Yes. Safe shoe. And also it's skincare. It's fine.
Yeah.
We're mixing all the metaphors.
That's right.
Today.
We sure are.
What is this protecting my shoes from?
Water damage primarily.
Right.
But
which is
also,
like poison for suede.
Yeah. But nice. Also, it's going to help to repel staining caused by, you know, road grime and, you know, spills and so on and so forth. But
all that time I spend in the gutter.
Mostly water damage and actually even more importantly, road salt damage.
Oh,
that's a
yes.
very big one.
That is the shoe killer.
To go back to... to the products I suggested for you, the suede eraser is going to take out stains from road salt on suede. Leather cleaner and conditioner is going to take out the stains on salt stains on leather.
This is great. Okay.
So just FYI, awesome. So you know that. And I've done lots of episodes, and there's the literature is out there. If you Google Jolie Care road salt, the literature exists.
Yes. The Google trick.
If you need more help, okay, so that's your suede stuff. Now here's,
perfect.
I've got one last thing for your kit.
I'm so excited.
Okay. It's called shoe goo.
Shoe goo.
Shoe goo.
Shoe goo.
Shoe goo.
Shoe goo.
Yeah, shoe goo.
Shoe goo.
Shoe goo is the stuff you want for repairs. So when, a sole starts to separate from an upper, shoe goo. Yep. It comes in a tube. It's like.
Love
like
an upper.
Super glue for your shoes.
Shoe goo.
Yeah,
shoe goo.
Shoe goo. Yeah, and it's fun to say.
Shoe goo.
Yeah, so there you go. That's all you need.
Shoe goo.
That's what's going in your kit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. I have to schedule this reminder, though. I didn't actually do it.
You do that while we're taking a break, because this is a good time for us to take a quick break. We're gonna come back and talk about sneaker stuff.
Segway.
That's right. Michael and I will be back with more about your shoes. This is Ask a Theme Person, the podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Teen Person podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Michael Gold, who's joined me to seek my help with his New Year's resolution.
Shugu.
Shugu. What's your 2 years resolution? Shugu.
Better shoe care. Shoe care 2019.
That's right.
Shoe care is the new self-care.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
Catchy.
One more thing to compare shoe care to.
Catchy. I really, really like it. Okay. So now we're gonna switch gears. And we're talking about sneakers.
Sneakers. Shout out to the sneakerheads out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, you know, listen, I love sneakers.
I'm wearing sneakers right now. Yeah.
Okay. So I have, again, another list of products to go into your kit for all of your sneaker needs.
Perfect.
And these are really fun. Now, the first thing is I want you to get one of those mesh washing bags.
Okay.
Why do I want you to do that? Because most sneakers can be machine washed.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
He just recoiled in his chair from shock.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The literature is out there. And I know I've done podcast episodes.
I need to read more.
Yeah. The thing is, I'm not going to go all the way deep into the how-tos of the sneaker stuff.
You can Google it.
I'm going to tell you actually why. Because Tim wants to come back with Josh Gondelman.
Okay.
And do a sneakerhead episode with me.
Perfect.
And so
OMG. LOL.
OMG, LOL. Yeah. So I know that I've got that coming down the pike.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Save it for Tim. That's fine.
No, I'm telling you the products. But I'm also telling you this, that there is a lot of literature out there, especially from my time at Esquire.
Oh, perfect.
Because obviously, you know, Esquire,
men love sneakers,
and my home was in the style section. And so my editor really wanted me to focus mostly on style-related
stuff. Fashion.
Yeah. Which I was happy to do because it was really fun.
Yeah.
And I got great questions and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But there is definitely an article that I did, an Ask a Clean Person column that I did for Esquire that gives you like the entire whole run of everything you need to know to machine wash your sneakers.
Amazing. Perfect.
Successfully.
Great.
Basically, the idea is throw them in on their own with nothing else. You want to take the laces out before you clean your sneakers, whether cleaning them by hand or by machine. The mesh bag is for the laces.
Ah.
So you're going to put the laces in.
Okay.
You're going to machine wash them. I do for my when I do I basically do a load of sneakers.
Okay,
like,
sure. Yeah,
I'll just like
listen.
I'll just like
if
unlace.
You got them.
Yeah, I'll just like unlace all my sneaks all at once. Like, and I have pictures of this. Like all of my like
piles of laces,
delaced, and I put them all in a bag,
right.
And I just bring them all to the laundromat, and it's a whole load
Perfect.
Of sneaks. It's
yeah,
great, it's easy. I do a pretty.
I literally never knew you could machine wash sneakers.
Yeah.
This is a game changer.
I do a pretty heavy spray of a laundry pretreatment, like Shout. Before I wash them,
okay.
And then just regular laundry detergent, cold water, and that's all.
Great.
Air dry them. When you air dry sneakers, you want to flip the tongue over the toe box.
Okay.
That helps to encourage air circulation in the inside of the shoe.
Yep. Dank. Okay.
That's all you need to know about it.
Esquire.com.
Esquire.com. Okay.
Got it.
So now with that said, there are some times and styles of sneakers when you want to hand clean them. It's a very, very easy operation. It's very, very satisfying, too. So a lot of times I also kind of prefer to detail my sneakers on my own by hand just because it's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
this is fun.
And not for everybody, but sure. Yeah.
It's fine. You don't know. You haven't tried it.
I will because I have a reminder this Sunday.
Okay. So to do that, all you need for the job is an old toothbrush.
Perfect.
Not the one that goes in your mouth.
Unless you're into that.
No, don't be into that.
Don't be into that.
Because you'll get sick.
Yeah.
Because you'll get sick. I know it's germy. It's germy.
We don't encourage this behavior.
Yeah. No, I just don't want people to get sick.
Right. Don't sue us.
And dish soap.
Dish soap.
Or liquid laundry detergent.
That.
Diluted. Yeah.
Great.
Dilute it in a small bowl of water. Only, you guys are going to laugh when you hear this and be like, duh, Joy. But like this trips people up all the time, so I say it.
Okay.
Fill the bowl only halfway up so that there's headspace for you to be dipping the toothbrush.
Duh, Jolie.
In.
No, I.
Yeah.
It's good advice.
People just forget. They fill the bowl all the way up because it seems like the thing to do, but no, halfway up. You're going to dip your dip your. He's making fun of me, you guys. I'm doing the charades.
I am practicing.
This is
center square of my Ask a Clean Person drinking game. I'm making a drinking game, and in the middle is Jolie mime something. You can drink every episode because you know it's happening, even if it's not lampshaded. Like it's happening right now.
Yeah, it is.
We're dipping.
I'm actually going to hold you to making that game because I've always wanted a Jolie Care bingo game. There is a drinking game from when I did my live show last year.
Yeah, well, sure. We'll get a bingo. It'll be bingo card.
But I want a bingo card.
Yeah.
I want a bingo card.
I'm sure I can find 25 mannerisms.
No problem.
Yeah. I guess Drag Tim will be one of them. I feel like that's a regular occurrence.
Mentions Red Clay.
Yeah, there you go. Already off.
Yeah. Talks about sports.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you know she's from Boston? Drink.
Uses the word wicked. That should be your Boston square.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. So, yeah, that's all you're going to do. Scrub, scrub, scrub. Easy.
Brush, brush, brush.
Yeah, brush. You can get sneaker cleaner. You do not need to.
But you can.
But they're fun and some people like them. Jason Mark makes them. Rejuvenator makes them. Like, you know, you can find tons of them on Amazon, but also if you go to like any kind of like sneakerheady type store, they'll have some sneaker cleaner they offer. I'm telling you guys, you legit do not need these at all. Like, you do not need to spend $10 to $20 on special sneaker
but
cleaner.
But some people like single use, single purpose products.
But some people do like
that. We are not here to judge.
No, we're not. I'm here to encourage you. And also, like, if that's going to make your kit feel better, like, here's the thing.
Maybe that's your Lisa Frank sticker.
Right. Like, I could use CeraVe face lotion, but I don't. I use the fresh rose-scented face lotion from Sephora that costs three times as much. You know why? Because I like it.
You can put it on your shoes. No.
That's right.
Don't do that.
So, I mean, I'm not here to, like, drag anyone for capitalistic tendencies.
No, listen.
Or for being acquisitive. Like, buy the shit you want to buy. I'm not.
If you have a big
kit. I'm not also not coming for your stuff.
That we differ.
Moving right along. Okay, so that's for cleaning.
Yeah.
The other thing you want to put in your kit, you're going to love this one. Magic erasers.
Oh, well, I mean, yes.
Magic erasers. So you need magic erasers to do your midsoles. That's going to get your midsoles looking brand new again. The last thing to mention is that there is a product called Kiwi Shoe Whitener.
Shoe whitener.
Yeah, it's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Just like white shoe polish for like white leather
for white
sneakers.
Shoes.
Yeah, white leather sneakers, and it's great. All right, let us move along to our smell sitch.
Let's talk about smells.
Okay, so we've got a couple.
I do not have smelly feet. I feel like I made that joke earlier, and
it's fine if you do.
To be clear, no, I don't.
Okay, good.
My feet are pristine.
Good. I'm glad you practice good foot hygiene.
I do.
There is also, I should add, a lot of literature out there about how to practice good foot hygiene.
Is.
I did a lot of it at Deadspin. Surprise, surprise. Foot odor was the problem the Deadspin audience was having?
Shocking.
I did a pretty decent amount of it at Esquire. I definitely talked about it for the ladies, too.
Yeah.
Equal opportunity over here. Ladies have smelly feet also.
Foot hygiene is real. It's a real problem.
Feet are feet.
Especially in New York in the summer.
Yeah, so if you need some help with that, the literature is out there.
Yeah.
Here are the products I can recommend.
Okay.
There are basically three categories. The first category is sneaker balls. Love sneaker balls because I also like to make a dirty joke about sneaker balls.
I was going to let
nuts.
It go by. There it is.
Yeah.
Shoe nuts.
Funny when you think of it that
Footwear
way.
Footwear testes. Fine. It's fine.
The thing about sneaker balls is that they're great. So what you do is... you pop them in your shoes after you've taken your shoes off. They do all the work for you. The problem is you don't remember to put them in there.
Yeah.
It's the only barrier to entry with the sneaker ball.
But you know what? You put them in the right place.
That's right.
In your house.
That's right.
And you will remember.
That's right. Which is going to lead me into my closing
Whoa.
Segment. I was really excited.
Sorry, I'm getting ahead of us.
No, we're not there yet, but I'm really excited. Then there are sprays, right? I think the sprays are the way to go.
Okay.
Sprays are my jam. I will tell you, I will remind the audience that the answer to the boyfriend who barfed in the handbag was to use an odor eliminating spray designed for sneakers. Because the problem with that, the problem in that question that she was asking about wasn't cleaning the vomit out. It was that there was a lingering
smell
in leather. And I was like, well, these
what
sprays.
Else smells?
Right. These sprays are designed to eliminate odors and to be safe on leather because athletic shoes are leather, usually made of leather.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, try it. And she tried it and it worked. So that's the
there
answer.
There you go.
So here are two that I really like. Dr. Scholl's Odorax Spray and Kiwi Fresh Force.
Great.
Great.
Fresh Force. I'm
going to also say this. Powders are common, like using, some people use like Gold Bond foot powder,
oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Baby powder. I don't particularly like them. I don't think that they're the most effective at odor elimination. I also think they're messy.
Yeah, they seem really messy.
They're messy.
They seem really messy.
Yeah.
I mean, a spray, it's like,
yeah. So, I want to acknowledge it because they work for some people and some people will be like, well, what about the powder?
Well, I'm not here to yuck your yum.
Yeah. Okay, here's the last thing. You can buy insoles for your shoes that are odor neutralizing. Dr. Scholl's makes these.
Of course.
Great. Okay, let's touch on the last thing about shoe care because this actually really is one of the most critical parts of shoe care. Mm. Storing your shoes properly.
I have no idea what proper shoe storage is.
Right. So the idea is that let's actually talk about what improper shoe storage is. Throwing your shoes in a big pile all on top of one another is not going to be good for your shoes.
Okay. Well, I'm clearly not inviting you over ever again if you're just going to tell people what's
you say that
house.
Like you've invited me over in the first place.
Stick to the bit, please. Oh, my God. Yes, and please. Thank you. Well, I'm definitely not doing it now. You're going to judge my pile of shoes.
I am going to judge your pile of shoes.
No, I don't have a pile of shoes.
Okay, a basic shoe rack is all you need.
I have
need.
A shoe rack.
Yeah, use it.
I share a home with another gay man. We have a shoe
we
rack.
We have a shoe rack, yes, yeah. I know. There are, speaking of racks, on the...
Where could we be going now?
It's safe, don't worry, it's safe. The former Racked.com, which is now called The Goods by Vox. I used to be a columnist at Racked, and the archives are still up. You can still find them. There is a whole roundup of shoe storage options that because I discovered that the entire Racked staff had completely fucked shoe storage situations going on. We did a survey.
No one had a rack?
No one had a rack. They had racks, but none of the racks worked. They were broken. They weren't big enough. They were blah, blah, blah. I literally sent them a survey of like... I made them fill out a survey about their shoe sitch, and it was
not even the most shocking thing I've ever heard you say,
folks. It was great. Grim out there. It was grim out there. So I wrote a whole post about all the different kinds of shoe storage options that are realistic and really work for people.
I love it.
And so that's that
great.
Literature is out there too.
Jolie Care Racked shoe storage.
Yeah,
great.
There you go. All right, so I am done with the things I have to tell you. Are there questions that you still have? Are there things I didn't touch on that you think are important for your particular situation?
No, I feel like I'm in a good place. I mean, the other part of this resolution, and for those of you who are joining me on this journey, is like, just remember, you can get your shoes repaired when they start to have problems. Don't just throw them away.
Yep.
We're buying nicer shoes. We're going to invest. And this is like a thing that never occurred to me until my editor told me she was having her shoes resold. And I was confused as to why she was because words sound similar. Anyway, take care of your shoes. You can get them repaired. Don't give up on them
actually glad you said that because I'm going to tell you a story. It's going to make you hate me.
I would never.
When
did you throw out your OMG LOL shoes? Is
no,
that okay?
No,
is that
it's the opposite story actually. 20 plus. Oh my god! No, 20 years ago. 20 years ago.
Imagine where you were 20 years ago.
Okay. I was an editorial assistant at Sports Illustrated.
I was 9 years old. But this isn't about me.
And that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast. So I'm going to go kill myself now.
Chip chat is canceled. I ruined it.
Jolie's life is canceled. Thank you. God, that was an execution, Michael. Jesus.
Listen, I'm here.
I know. I was an editorial assistant at Sports Illustrated, and I had this boyfriend who liked to buy me shoes.
Okay.
And it was like the only thing he liked about me.
You know what? If that's the one thing.
I'll take it.
I feel like overall that's a plus. Just been out there.
So he my first heartbreak was at his hands. Mm. So yeah, it was a real one.
All right.
Okay. So he bought me. Among various shoes he bought me, there were two pairs of shoes that he bought me. One was a pair of Chanel ballet flats, not the classic ones. They were kind of like a different style.
Yeah.
And the other ones were a pair of Gucci heels that had like an ankle strap, and they were beautiful, beautiful. And actually, the Gucci ones I wore to my job interview at Vogue, and
oh,
I
wow.
got the job. So like just like
so those
yeah.
are yeah. really good shoes.
I still have both of those pairs of shoes, and they're both in amazing condition. You would never know that they were 20-year-old pairs of shoes because, one, I've taken very good care of them, but also because periodically I have taken them in to have them resold.
Very important.
And so they have lasted. And so it's a thing. I live in my own life, and, you know, I'm glad that it came up so that, like, we could tell other people, like, this is a thing that, like, you can do, and a lot of people do, and some people just don't realize that it's, like, a thing, or they don't think of it, or they don't think of themselves as the kind of person who has a shoe collection that merits that kind of behavior. But
listen, where would we be without the cobblers of the world?
That's right.
Where would we be?
Listen, on that happy note,
yeah,
that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast. Michael, this was really fun.
We did it, fam.
If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.